FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
There's been another drowning at a Durban beach. ALS paramedics Gareth Jameson says they responded to an incident this morning at Wedge Beach in central Durban. He says lifeguards and the police search and rescue team were trying to resuscitate a man believed to have been in his 30s.
Despite paramedics from multiple ambulance services' best efforts, the patient succumbed due to his injuries. At this stage, the exact events leading up to the drowning is unknown. However, SAPS and necessary authorities were in attendance. We'll be investigating further.
South Africa's consumer inflation has increased slightly, rising to 2.9% in November from October's 2.8%. Stats SA's Gavin Kelly says there was no change in the consumer price index between the 2 months. He says food inflation is the lowest it's been in 14 years. Kelly says there was another sharp decline in November, slowing to 2.3% from 3.6% in October.
The annual increase for bread and cereals moderated for the third successive month to 3.7%, its lowest level in almost 3 years. Lower rates were recorded for staples such as brown and white bread, maize meal, pasta and rice. Annual milk, eggs and cheese inflation declined to its lowest level in almost 5.5 years. Egg inflation transitioned into deflationary territory in November, falling to a negative 3.7% from 7.1% in October.
Kelly says they've also measured inflation rates across all provinces. The Western Cape had the highest at 3.4%, followed by the Free State and KZN at 3.1%. Now, the brother of a school principal gunned down in Mpumalanga Township says the family's lost a pillar of strength. Busani Komo was sitting in his car outside Seketukolo High School when he was shot last Thursday. Police don't yet have a motive for the 57-year-old's murder. Mvunga Komo says he can't bring himself to accept his brother's death.
I'm shattered by my brother's death, as he was a very quiet person. He was not a loud person at all, but his action would always surprise us. He was a pillar of the family. He was always available to help in the family, and even outside our family, he was very helpful. I can't even explain how helpful he was.
And South Korean police say they can't get into the offices of President Yoon Suk-yeol as they've been blocked by his security guards. They were attempting to carry out a raid to investigate the leader's brief imposition of martial law. Yoon is already banned from foreign travel as part of an insurrection probe into his inner circle over the dramatic events that stunned allies last week. A recap of our lead story. A man believed to have been in his 30s has tragically drowned at Durban's Wedge Beach this morning. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.